This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, Amat Allah. So we move on. Lesson number 9, Ba. أين المدرس? Where is the teacher? Where is the teacher? أين, أين, أين means where. أين المدرس? Where is the teacher? Remember the فرق between مدرس and المدرس. ما الفرق بين مدرس والمدرس? What's the difference between مدرس and المدرس? مدرس means a teacher. المدرس means the teacher. هو في الفصل. ما معنى هو? What does هو mean? هو means in. هو means he. هو means he, subhanAllah. هو means he. It can also mean it. If, for example, I'm talking about, the pen, I'm talking about the book, then here I would say, هو على المكتب. It is on the desk. It does not mean he here, but rather it means it for an item which is masculine. Huwa fil fasli. Fi is a harf of jar. It's a jarrifying type of word, meaning the word after it, the noun after it, will take a kasra. And that's why we have al fasli. Huwa fil fasli. Excellent. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ And where is the new teacher? Brothers and sisters, this is something new that we have been introduced to in lesson number 9, and that is the na'at, that is the adjective, the describing word. And so in alif, we came across describing words which did not have an alif and lam. So example, كِتَابٌ جَدِيدٌ كِتَابٌ جَدِيدٌ Here, جَدِيدٌ is describing the book. And the describing word or the adjective will follow on whatever it is describing. If masculine, then it will be masculine. If feminine, it will be feminine. If singular, it will be singular. If plural, it will be plural. If, for example, it is definite, it will be definite. Indefinite, it will be indefinite, etc., etc. And so in our example here, وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ And where is the teacher? أَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ Where is the teacher? But I want to say the new teacher. The new teacher. So the word new will also be masculine like al-mudarrisu. It will have an alif and lam like al-mudarrisu. Basically, it is a quality of the teacher. It's something with regards to that teacher, new teacher. And so it is describing him. It will follow all the rules of the noun. وَأَيْنَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْجَدِيدُ And where is the new teacher? هو عند المدير هو he عند is a ظرف is an adverb indicating place or time قبل before بعد after أمام in front of خلف behind and عند with so all of them they have the fatha all of the ظرف that we mentioned they have a fatha And technically, the word after it takes a kasra. So they operate very similar to the huruf of jar. Operate very similar to huruful jarri. Huwa inda al-mudiri. He is with the principal. He is with the mudir. He is with the principal. And why is principal with a kasra? Because before it is a zarf. Because before it is an adverb, masha'Allah. Aina al-talibu al-jadidu? Aina, where? Al-talibu, the student. Al-jadidu. Why al-jadidu? Because al-jadidu is describing the student. And so the student is masculine, al-jadidu will be masculine. Al-talibu is singular, then al-jadidu will also be singular. Whatever tense, whatever form the item to be described is, then the description will follow suit. أين الطالب الجديد? Where is the new student? In English, we bring the adjective first before the noun, whereas in Arabic, we bring the noun and after that we bring the adjectives, mashallah. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب, he went. Where's he? I didn't say هو ذهب. I said ذهب. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب إلى المكتبة means he went to the library. You don't need to mention the هو because ذهب has technically a built-in هو into him. And so ذهب إلى المكتبة means he went to the library. من ذلك الرجل? Who is that man? ذلك الرجل. من ذلك الرجل? Who is that man? الطويل is a نعت, is a describing word. Who is that tall man? Who is that tall man? من ذلك الرجل الطويل? Who is that tall man? الذي خرج, who exited. This الذي, this الذي, we call this اسم موصول. اسم موصول, اسم موصول. الذي, the one who, or in certain sentences which. الذي خرج الآن من المدرسة, who is that man, who is that tall man who left from the madrasa, who left now from the madrasa, who left now from the school. Who's that tall man who exited from the school right now? Again, من ذلك الرجل الطويل, who is that tall man? الذي خرج, who exited. الآن من المدرسة, who exited now from the, who exited now from the school. هو المدير الجديد, he is the new principal. هو المدير الجديد, هو, he, المدير, the principal, الجديد, the new, he is the new principal. من الولد الصغير الذي خرج, من الذي, من الولد الصغير, and who is the little kid. ومن الولد, ومن الولد الصغير, ومن الولد الصغير, and who is the little kid. الذي خرج الآن من الفصل, who exited now from the classroom, and who is the little kid who left from the classroom now. Who is the little kid who exited from the classroom now. هو ابن المدير الجديد, هو ابن المدير الجديد. ما معنى هو ابن المدير الجديد؟ He is the, he is the son of the new, of the new principal. هو ابن المدير الجديد. He is the son of the principal new. He is the son of the new principal. He is the son of the new principal. هو ابن المدير الجديد. He is the son of the new principal. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة? To who belongs that سيارة الجميلة? To who belongs that beautiful car? لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة? Why did we say تلك? Why did we not say ذلك like the previous sentences? Because now we're talking about something feminine, and so I cannot say ذلك for something feminine, but rather I need to say تلك for something feminine. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة? To who belongs that beautiful car? هي للمدير الجديد. It belongs to the new principal. هي للمدير الجديد. It is the car of the new principal. هي للمدير الجديد. It belongs or it is owned by the مدير, the principal, الجديد, the new principal. It is owned by the new principal. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? To who belongs this big book? لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير? To who belongs this big book? أهو للمدرس? Does it belong to the teacher? أهو للمدرس? أهو للمدرس? Does it belong to the مدرس? مدرس is the teacher. Right now, brothers and sisters, we are in a dars. We are in a lesson. The name of the book is دروس اللغة العربية. دروس, دروس is the plural. I've attended one dars and then another dars and then another dars. MashaAllah. I have attended many دروس. I have attended many دروس. والحمد لله. أهو للمدرس؟ لا هو لا هو للطالب الجديد. هو للطالب الجديد. To who belongs the big book? Does it belong to the teacher? He says, "La, huwa lit-talib al-jadid." No, it belongs to the new student. Ayna al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Ayna al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Where's the small spoon? Ayna al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Where is the small spoon? Ayna al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Where is the small spoon? Mil'aqa is feminine, and that's why our describing word is also feminine. As-saghiratu. Al-mil'aqatu has a dhamma, and so as-saghiratu will also have a dhamma. Al-mil'aqatu has alif and lam, so as-saghiratu will also have alif and lam, insha'Allah. So they are exactly the same, exactly the same. Ayn al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Ayn al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? One more time. Ayn al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu? Where is the small spoon? Hiya fil kubi, hiya fil kubi, hiya fil kubi. It is where? Hiya fil kubi. It is in the kub. It is in the cup. Hiya fil kubi. Hiya fil kubi. It is in the cup. Jayid. So they asked, where is the mil'aqatu saghiratu, the small spoon? Then the brother says, hiya fil kubi. It is in the cup. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Where's the broken chair? أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Where's the broken chair? Look at there. الكرسي المكسور. Where's the broken chair? If we just said أين الكرسي, where's the chair? أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Where's the broken chair? Where's the broken chair? Huwa hunaka. It is over there. Huwa hunaka. It is over there. He is over there. It is over there. Jayid. Masha Allah. Tabarakallah. So brothers and sisters, this was 9 ba or 9 b, insha'Allah. Reminder, what have we covered in this lesson number 9? We've covered number 1. Describing words. Describing words. In English, we bring the description first before the noun, whereas in Arabic, we bring the description. We bring the description after the noun. Jayid. Al mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. Al mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. So small comes after the word knife. Mil'aqatu as-saghiratu. Knife. Small. Jayid. Or rather, mil'aqa. Spoon. Small. A small spoon. Al-mil'aqatu as-saghiratu, the small spoon. And remember that the description must agree with the item being described in gender, whether they are definite, whether they are indefinite, the case and the number. If, for example, it's singular or it's dual or it's plural. So we've covered that, walhamdulillah. Then we also, in lesson number 9, alif, we covered the words kaslanu, ghadbanu, jawanu, etc. Some of them mean hungry, some of them mean thirsty, jayid. And so, ghadbanu means angry, kaslanu means lazy, atashanu means thirsty, jawanu means hungry, mal'anu means I am full, walhamdulillah. So we've covered that, number 2. Then number 3, we've also mentioned many a times the difference between darusun and ad-darusu. Ad-darusu means, ad-darusu means what? Ad-darusu? Ad-darusu means the lesson. Whereas darusun means a lesson. So, هذا درس سهل. This is an easy lesson. This is an easy lesson. But if somebody says, هذا الدرس سهل. This lesson is easy. This lesson is easy. Another example. كتاب, a book. الكتاب, the book. هذا كتاب, this is a book. هذا الكتاب, this book. هذا الكتاب this book والحمد لله. Then in lesson number 9 we were also introduced to اسم موصول. اسم موصول ده الذي. When we come to feminine we will learn التي, but for now الذي. الذي means who or which. الذي means who or which. So for example الطالب الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. The student who exited from the classroom now. الطالب الذي خرج من الفصل الآن في المستشفى. Example is in the hospital. And so الذي is اسم موصول. This like conjunction. الذي. And then خرج من الفصل الآن. خرج من الفصل الآن. Exited from his local masjid now. To contact whatever message you have for him. جيد. الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. The student who. الذي خرج من الفصل الآن. The student who left from the classroom now is from America. The student who left from the classroom now is sick. The student who left from the classroom now must be informed that he needs to contact me. This ism mosul, this is like conjunction. This is like we've added an extra sentence into our current sentence. The boy who, so from the word who, walked into the classroom late. And then we move on to our original sentence once again. The student who entered the classroom late will not be allowed to participate in the sports. Jahid. And so we've like added two sentences into one. Then the other matter, brothers and sisters, that we've covered in lesson number 9 were the adverbs. Example, khalfa means behind. Khalfa means behind. Amama means in front. Jayid. Inda means with. Qabla means before. Ba'da means after. Al-ana means now. Jayid. Al-ana means now. Jayid. And so those are some of the adverbs bi-ithnillahi ta'ala that we have come across in this lesson. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, just to recap bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, that ad-darsu means the lesson. Hada darsun, this is a lesson. Hada darsu means this lesson. And then you need to add more onto that sentence because it's not a complete sentence. Whereas if I said hada imamun, Jayid, hada imamun, this is an imam. And you know, I'm not really talking much about him. This is an imam, full stop. But if I said hada al-imamu, this imam, hada al-imamu, this imam, then I need to bring more information about this matter. This imam is currently ill. This imam has decided to go on umrah. Whatever it might be, whatever it might be, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Hayyakumullah ya mashaykh. We now move on bi-ithnillahi ta'ala to exercise one day, tamareen iqra. اقرأ واكتب, read and write. اقرأ واكتب, read and write. الطبيب الجديد, الطبيب الجديد, the new doctor. Everybody read with us. الطبيب الجديد, the new doctor. في المستشفى, الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى, الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى, الطبيب الجديد في المستشفى. The new doctor is in the hospital. والطبيب القديم في المستوصف, والطبيب القديم في المستوصف, والطبيب القديم في المستوصف, والطبيب القديم في المستوصف. And the old doctor is in the clinic. مستوصف is a clinic. القلم المكسور, the broken pen. القلم المكسور, the broken pen. على المكتب, على المكتب, على المكتب. جيد. القلم المكسور, the broken pen. على المكتب is on the desk. المروحة الجديدة, the new helicopter. المروحة, the helicopter. المروحة الجديدة, the new helicopter. في الغرفة الكبيرة is in the big room. المروحة الكبيرة, the big the big المروحة الكبيرة, the big helicopter, the big helicopter. جيد. المروحة الجديدة, لا المروحة, you find that the word mirwaha is also the word that they use for the helicopter. But here obviously if they say that such and such is in the big room, most likely they are talking about the fan. Most likely they are talking about the fan. Al-mirwahatu al-jadidatu fil ghurfati al-kabirati. The fan is in the big room. The fan is in the big room. Al-lughatu al-arabiyyatu sahlatun. Al-lughatu al-arabiyyatu sahlatun. The Arabic language is easy. الولد الطويل, the tall boy, the tall kid. الذي هو خرج من الفصل الآن. خرج من الفصل الآن. The little kid who exited from the classroom now. طالب من الهندي, is a student from India. We call the alladhi ism mawsool. We call the alladhi ism mawsool. The ism mawsool could mean who or it could mean which. And then alladhi kharaja min al-fasli. Alladhi kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. Who exited from the classroom now. This we call the silatul mawsool. Silatul mawsool. Silatul mawsool. That if technically it was not in the sentence at all, it would not really affect the sentence. Example, al-waladu al-tawilu talibun min al-hindi. The tall student, the tall kid is a student from India. The tall kid is a student from India. Obviously, one now bypassed that middle section. One bypassed that added section, that added sentence in the long sentence. Al-waladu al-tawilu al-ladhi, the tall kid who خرج من الفصل الآن, left now from the classroom. طالب من الهندي, is a student from India. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. بإذن الله تعالى we take a short break. بإذن الله تعالى we move on to number 6 إن شاء الله. أنا في المدرسة الثانوية. أنا means myself, I. أنا في المدرسة, I am in school. الثانوية, what type of school? What's the description of the school? مدرسة ثانوية, secondary school. أنا في المدرسة الثانوية, I am in secondary school. We find that madrasa takes a kasra because it's majroor. It has been affected by the fi, the harf of jar which came before it. And so if madrasa will take a kasra, then its adjective will also take a kasra. في المدرسة الثانويتي. ثانويتي. Why? Because both have been affected by the fi. والحمد لله. Or technically, the fi affects the madrasa and thanawiyya is an adjective, so it will be affected. Number 7. ذهب الرجل. ذهب الرجل الفقير. ذهب الرجل الفقير. ذهب الرجل الفقير إلى الوزير. The poor man went to the minister. ذهب, he went. Who went? الرجل الفقير. The poor man. الرجل, the man. الفقير, the poor. The poor man. إلى الوزير, where did he go? إلى الوزير, to the minister. جلس الطالب الجديد. جلس الطالب الجديد, sat the new student. The new student sat. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف حامد. Where did he sit? خلف حامد. Behind Hamid. He sat behind Hamid. Khalfa means behind, and Hamid will be with a kasra. As-sikkinu al-kabiru. As-sikkinu al-kabiru. The big knife. As-sikkinu al-kabiru haddun jiddan. As-sikkinu al-kabiru haddun jiddan. The big knife is very sharp. The big knife is very sharp. As-sikinu al-jadidu, the new knife. Hadun, sharp. جداً very is very sharp. Number 10. من هذا الولد الصغير؟ Who is this little boy? Who is this little kid? هو ابن المدرس الجديد. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. He is the son of the مدرس الجديد. He is the son of the. He is the son of the new teacher. He is the son of the new teacher. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. هو ابن المدرس الجديد. ما شاء الله. And so with that, ya ikhwan wal akhawat, O brothers and sisters, we have completed exercise of the tamreen exercise number 1. We move on to tamreen number 2 bi'iznillahi ta'ala. املأ في الفراغ فيما يلي بالنعت الذي بين قوسين بعد تحليته بألف أن لام عند اللزوم. جميل. And so they want you to fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks with an appropriate adjective. Fill in the blanks with an appropriate adjective. And some of these adjectives, they will have an alif and lam. Some of them will not have an alif and lam. You obviously need to investigate. You need to check up what is the appropriate answer. And so, for example, number 1. أين المدرس؟ أين المدرس؟ أين المدرس؟ Where is the teacher? Then they give us in brackets the word جديدٌ. جديدٌ means new. So would we say أين المدرس جديدٌ? No. We would say أين المدرس الجديد. Why? Because the description must follow what it is describing. أين المدرس الجديد؟ أين المدرس الجديد؟ أين المدرس الجديد؟ ما شاء الله. Number 2. التاجر الكبير. التاجر الكبير في السوق. التاجر الكبير في السوق. التاجر الكبير في السوق. The big businessman. التاجر الكبير, the big businessman, في السوق. Where is he? في السوق, in the marketplace. In the marketplace. Number 3. أنا طالب قديم. أنا طالب قديم. There's no alif and lam we need to add in. No. أنا طالب قديم. I am an old student. Number 4. جلس الطالب. جلس الطالب. جلس الطالب الجديد. جلس الطالب الجديد. جلس الطالب الجديد. The new student sat. جلس الطالب الجديد. Where did the new student sit? جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. خلف محمد. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. جلس الطالب الجديد خلف محمد. The new student sat behind Muhammad. ما شاء الله. Number 5. من الولد الطويل؟ من الولد الطويل؟ Who is the little kid? Who is the tall kid rather? من الولد الطويل؟ Who's the kid? Who's the son? The tall one. Who's the tall son? الذي خرج الآن من الفصل. الذي هو. الذي means who. خرج الآن, who left now, من الفصل, from the classroom. من الولد الطويل الذي خرج الآن من الفصل, who exited now from the classroom, who left now from the classroom. Number 6. عمار ولد قصير. عمار ولد قصير. عمار ولد قصير. عمار is a short boy. عمار is a short boy. فيصل طبيب شهير. فيصل طبيب شهير. فيصل طبيب شهير. فيصل is a famous doctor. فيصل is a famous doctor. فيصل طبيب شهير. ما شاء الله. لمن هذا السرير؟ لمن هذا السرير المكسور؟ لمن هذا السرير المكسور؟ لمن هذا السرير المكسور؟ Who's this? To who belongs this broken bed? To who belongs this broken bed? لمن هذا السرير المكسور. So our word that we are describing has an alif and lam. So our description, our adjective will also have an alif and lam. لمن هذا السرير. السرير has a dhamma at the end. So our adjective will also have a dhamma at the end. لمن هذا السرير المكسور. المكسور. هذا القلم مكسور. هذا قلم مكسور. Number 9. هذا no alif and lam. قلم مكسور. هذا قلم مكسور. هذا قلم مكسور. Number 10. أين السكين الحاد؟ أين السكين الحاد؟ أين السكين الحاد؟ Where's the sharp knife? And the last one there, number 11. لمن هذه السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن هذه السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن هذه السيارة الجميلة؟ To who belongs this beautiful car? Whose beautiful car is this? To who belongs this beautiful car? MashaAllah. All that we've covered from lesson number 9, Ba. We've gone through exercise 1 and exercise 2. The last exercise, بإذنالله تعالى, اقرأ, read. The first revelation to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was اقرأ, subhanallah. How much do we read, brothers and sisters? Number 1. الطالب الذي خرج من الفصل الآن من إندونيسيا. الطالب, the student. Then اسم موصول, الذي, الذي means who. Then خرج من الفصل الآن, خرج من الفصل الآن, خرج من الفصل الآن is what we call صلة الموصول, is what we call صلة الموصول. جيد. So الذي is اسم موصول, and then that added on portion will be called the صلة الموصول. الطالب الذي خرج من الفصل الآن, left from the classroom now. What about him? من إندونيسيا, is from Indonesia. Number 2. الكتاب, the book. الذي, which. على المكتب, on the desk. للمدرسي. So you can understand, brothers and sisters, that technically this is, you know, this conjunction we brought in this other sentence. But originally our sentence could have just sufficed with الكتاب للمدرسي. الكتاب للمدرسي. The book belongs to the teacher. But we added in the book, which is lying on the desk, belongs to the teacher. Which is lying on the desk is brought in. It's the additional parts. Number 3. لمن هذا القلم الجميل. لمن هذا القلم الجميل. Whose beautiful pen? الذي على المكتب. Which on the desk. Which is on the desk. Whose beautiful pen is the one which is on the desk. Number 4. البيت الكبير. The big house. البيت الكبير. الذي في ذلك الشارع. Which is on that street. الذي في ذلك الشارع, which is on that street. للوزير belongs to the minister. So الذي can mean who, and it can also mean which. Number 5. السرير الذي, the bed which. في غرفة خالد. في غرفة خالد, which is in Khalid's room. مكسور. السرير الذي في غرفة خالد مكسور. السرير الذي في غرفة خالد مكسور. The bed which is in the room of Khalid is broken. The bed which is in the room of Khalid is broken. Then they give us in the block here, important. بيت جديد. بيت جديد. What am I talking about? I'm talking about house. What about the house? It is new. Baytun jadidun, new house. So we call baytun, the item which is being described, we call it a man'ut. We call it a man'ut. Or mawsuf, man'ut. Jayid. And then the description jadidun, we call this a na'at or a sifa. A na'at, na'at, describing word, adjective, walhamdulillah. Al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, brothers and sisters. Al-maktabatu, al-maktabatu, Sulaymanu fi al-maktabati, in the library. Maktaba is library. Al-ana, now, al-ana. Shayid, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, Al-ana wa qad asayta qablu. Now you want to make tawbah, O Fir'aun? Now's the time for making tawbah? Before all of this, you engage in all of your corruption. Allahu musta'an. Al-mirwahatu, al-mirwahatu, the fan. Al-mustawsafu, al-mustawsafu, the clinic. Al-mustawsafu, the clinic. Al-madrasatu thanawiyyatu, the secondary school. Al-waziru, he is a wazir, masha'Allah, a minister. Shahirun, so-and-so is very shahirun, masha'Allah. What does shahir mean? Shahir means famous. Hadun, sharp. What does hadun mean? Hadun means sharp, masha'Allah. Excellent. Brothers and sisters, would that we have now completed lesson number 9, walhamdulillah. But let us look through lesson 9, alif and ba, one more time for any famous names, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Any famous names, insha'Allah. So in lesson number 9, alif, we came across the name Abbas. And we said that the uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name was Al-Abbas. He has that famous son, Abdullah ibn Abbas, masha'Allah. Jamil. Any other names in 9 alif? We came across the one who is a mujtahid, the one who's a hard worker. We also came across the word kaslanu, the one who is lazy, unfortunately. Allah musta'an. We came across the name Hamid. His name is Hamidun, masha'Allah. A famous scholar in Islam whose name was Hamid, or rather his son's name was Hamid, was the famous scholar Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahimahullah. Na'am. Then we came across the word Qahira. What does Qahira mean? Qahira is Cairo. What does it mean? It means the victorious one, the overpowering one. We also came across the name Khadija. Khadija was the wife of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Famous narration that she was at the age of 40 when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her. Other narration that she was 28 years of age. We know that she was the one who proposed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She sent a proposal that I want to marry you. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was working for Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he had children from Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the famous Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, were born from Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Also the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that son Qasim. He also had a son by the name of Abdullah, and the mother of all of these children was Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Excellent. We also came across the name Faisalun. Faisalun, any famous Faisal in history? Yes, you had the king of Saudi Arabia, King Faisal. MashaAllah, he was from one of those good kings. Walhamdulillah. Nahsabuhu kadhalik. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. We also came across the word Al-Mudarrisu. Al-Mudarrisu means the teacher. Right now we are sitting in a dars. The one who teaches the dars is called the Mudarris. And we are sitting in a dars, masha'Allah. Dars is a lesson. We came across the word Talib. Talib means student. We also came across the word Tabibun, which means doctor. As-sikinu, sikin is a knife, walhamdulillah. Hayyakum Allah ya mashaykh. And with that we end our lesson from the Arabic section, mashaAllah, tabarakallah. Before finishing off tonight's majlis, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, let us study one maxim from the Noble Quran. one maxim from the Noble Quran. So alhamdulillah, we've covered many maxims from the Noble Quran, short words which are very, very vast in meaning, which are in reality like foundational principles in akhlaq and manners and behavior. For example, we did the one waqulu lin nasi husna, and say to people that which is, and say to people that which is good, mashaAllah. We also came across the one which was balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. An insan, he knows the reality of himself. Walaysa dhakaru kal untha, the male and the female, they are not the same, Jayid. Wa uhdiratil anfusu shuh, that the nafs, you know, very, very selfish and miserly, Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the next maxim insha'Allah is وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Surah Taha, verse number 69. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. وَلَا, and does not, will not. يُفْلِحُ, succeed, from falah, will not be successful, will not succeed. حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, the muadhin, he says at the time of the adhan. Madrasatul falah. Jayid. Falah means success. As for falah, that means farmer, but we are talking about success, brothers and sisters. Wala yuflihu sahiru. What's a sahir? Sahir is the black magician, the one who dabbles in black magic, the soothsayer, the fortune teller, etc., etc. The one who dabbles in all of this, we call such an individual the sahir. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. From wherever he came. From wherever he came, it could mean literally from whichever place he came from, no matter who the sahir is, no matter even if he came from Makkah or Medina, he will not be successful. The other meaning would mean that وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى, from whatever angle the black magician tries to attack and dabble in black magic, because of this reason, because of that reason, will not be successful. Subhanallah, Allah mentions this verse in the middle of the verses dealing with Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى. قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من عصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى. So Fir'aun, he gathered all of his magicians and they said, يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى. Either you're gonna go first or we're gonna go first. Musa says, بل ألقوا, you guys go first. فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى. And they put out all of these like strings and ropes and stuff as if they were like snakes moving. فأوجس في نفسه خيفة موسى. And Musa was like a bit perturbed, a bit afraid. فقلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. And we said to Musa alayhi salam, do not be afraid, you will be overpowering over them, you will be the higher one. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرُ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And we said to Musa, and put forth that which is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا, it will take up whatever they have put out there. Subhanallah, Allah musta'an. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ كَيْدُ سَاحِرُ, that whatever they came with, these are all from the plots and the plans of the magicians. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Brothers and sisters, the one who dabbles in black magic, this person is putting himself at great peril. He will not be successful. He will not be successful. Allahu musta'an. And the one who dabbles in black magic is extremely close to the matters of kufr. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In fact, the legal punishment for such an individual is the death penalty. Is the death penalty. And what does shaitan want? What do the jinn want? What do the what does Iblis etc. want from the one who dabbles in black magic? They want you to fall into kufr. They want you to fall into kufr. Allah musta'an. And how many a times that's exactly what happens. This person then begins to slaughter and sacrifice to the jinn and to the devil. He starts to ask them for help. He starts to worship them. They request such and such from him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers and sisters, and the penalty hostility in Islam is extremely severe. Why? Because dabbling in all of this is not a light matter. How many a person, their lives have been turned upside down because somebody has dabbled in black magic and jadu and all of this against them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sometimes you hear stories where, for example, the sister, that when the evening comes and when the sun sets, she feels that her body is on fire. For as long as she's in her husband's home, she feels that her body is on fire. She goes to her parents' house, she's fine. Subhanallah, somebody does this because they want to separate between that husband and that wife. Allah musta'in. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah. Even if you are, for example, in illness, you are sick, and somebody says to you, go to this black magician, go to this person, this professor, and that one 786, and this Bama something, and that one there, and this Sangoma, or whatever it might be. Brothers and sisters, you do not dabble in that matter. You put your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens when one dabbles in all of this? You lose that tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tawakkul is now upon the soothsayer, this black magician, and this abracadabra that they've given you, Allah musta'an. Amongst the sahaba, there was debate whether you are even allowed to have a ta'weez or not. There's debate amongst the sahaba. Some of them allowed it, some of them did not allow it. And those who allowed it, allowed only if there was something from the Quran which was written there. Not 5, 7, 2, 3, 5, etc, etc. You go into somebody's shop, you find he has something up on the wall there. You ask him, what's this for, brother? He says, this is for protection, etc, etc. What's that? It's some abracadabra, 7, 2, 9, 13, 14, 3, 4 numbers. What is that, ya akhi? Do you understand what that is? Why don't you recite Ayatul Kursi before you enter into your business? Read Ayatul Kursi when you leave your business. Is that not what the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught? Stick to the teachings of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not these funny numbers that you don't even understand yourself, subhanallah. What does that mean? Sometimes you open up a ta'weez and you find that, there's fancy symbols in it, there's mysterious numbers in it. What is this? What is this? Is this the teaching of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an? Is this the teaching of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an? Are these the teachings of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam al-Shafi'i, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And so, brothers and sisters, stay away from these matters. Put your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى, that the soothsayer, the black magician, the one who dabbles in all of these matters, will never ever be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil eye. Al-A'inu haq, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated. And so we protect ourselves with the morning and the evening adhkar. We protect ourselves with Ayatul Kursi in the morning and the evening. Ayatul Kursi after every single salah, we put a tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that note, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Grant us knowledge which is beneficial, and keep us away from knowledge which is a proof against us and not beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.